This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, I want to get into the fact that the three percenters in Washington have been dealing with this huge bloom of the John Brown Gun Club. Hell, they were here in Austin marching last year saying, we're going to kill the police, and just all the police are Nazis and fascism. And people don't know who the John Brown Gun Club is. People might want to get into that. But just in this short segment, next segment coming up, Matt Marshall, head of the Three Percenters in Washington, we'll get into the specifics of these groups and what actually happened out of this ICE facility that you've been at and been guarding the flag at. It's all really important stuff. But spend a few minutes on your awakening, who founded the Three Percenters, what it's based on. Define Three Percenters for us and tell us your story.
I mean, Three Percenters really represents the 3% of American colonists that stood up to overthrow the British during the Revolutionary War. Our organization, at least, the Washington 3%, is an independent one. There's various national chapters, but we're an independent veterans nonprofit. We work for community preparedness, community support, and we, when needed, do community defense. We're currently pending 501c4 status with the IRS, and that's been, we're well overdue when we should have heard back, but no surprise to anybody there. Really what we do is we've been trying to bring awareness across our state as to what the left is doing to all of us, as far as trying to censor the media. They're infiltrating the schools, trying to educate the youth by indoctrination. They're grabbing guns as fast as they can with billionaire-funded initiatives in Washington State. I mean, we had, what, four billionaires fund an entire initiative that was bought and paid for. It was unconstitutional for both the U.S. and Washington State Constitution. It just got jammed down our throats, so we've been trying to oppose it.
What made you finally take action as a veteran, family guy? I mean, what triggered you to get politically involved?
So I watched what happened both at the Bundy Ranch and at Mollier, and I was active duty during both of those. And just seeing how the Hammonds were treated, seeing how the Bundys were treated, and just watching the government trample rights, I just was waiting for my time, waiting to get out of the military so that I could take action. So as soon as I got out, I jumped into one of the national 3% organizations and realized that they weren't taking as much action as I was happy with. And so we started our own Washington State independent group.
Well, that's beautiful. Briefly, Stuart, because you knew the original founder of the Three Percenters. Tell us about the Three Percenters for a minute.
Yeah, that was Mike Vanderbeau. I believe it was back in 2008. And he had been an ex-communist, actually. Back in the 60s, he was young and dumb. He had been a communist. But thankfully, he was rescued from that idiocy by a guy he worked with who taught him about American history. He had not been taught. And so Mike became a very, very, very strong anti-communist. And also,
if you want the real people's fight, this is it.
Exactly. And also a very strong anti-racist. He would make fun of the white nationalists and neo-Nazis to no end. And one of his core planks of being a 3%er is you respect the Constitution and the rights of all Americans, regardless of race. That's why it's so particularly disgusting to have the left try to paint 3%ers or oath keepers. I'm a 3%er myself, to try to paint us as being white nationalists. That's their only strategy. That's their core strategy, is to use identity politics and divide people along racial lines and condemn this country as inherently evil and racist. But unfortunately, it's working. And so Mike fought against that. I wish he was still around, frankly. But what Mike did, which I think was kind of smart, is that he didn't found an official organization. He just put it out there as a concept. And so you wind up with lots of independent groups, you know, like Matt's, that are all over the place, and they're hard.
And that's what you've done. It's what InfoWars has done. It's an idea.
Right. So it's hard to crush a concept and an idea like that. So, you know, hats off to Mike Vanderbilt. He's now passed away.
But it lives on.
It lives on, exactly, through guys like Matt.
Beautiful. We're going to go to break. We're going to get in, instead of me asking a bunch of questions, the specifics of this, what's unfolding, and what we can expect from Antifa next. And Trump finally taking the gloves off to people like Ilhan Omar, who runs this country down constantly, just saying, listen, you don't like it, get the hell out. I never play a song twice in the same show, but I think we should come back and play The Fight Inside of Me one more time. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down with life, I'm fighting in.
You don't love it, leave it.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning.
Trump is finally, and after our guest leaves at the bottom of the hour, we'll get into how big this is, invoked, if you don't love it, leave it. Ilhan, you came here as a refugee. We gave you free welfare. You never worked a damn day in your life. You ran scams, tax scams, and now you're going to tell us, I don't know if you saw her speech, that she'll teach us how America can be better. I mean, Trump is right. They've already split the Democratic Party. This is the Democratic Party's real agenda, but they're bringing it out too early. Trump is really smart to press the attack on this lady. We'll talk about it coming up, and your guests can pop in as well. But Matt Marshall, the head of the 3%ers in Washington, you're warning folks, and you were saying this days ago, now it's all over the news, that they're calling this guy a martyr. He was calling for more violence. Facebook and Twitter are I'm going to show some of the tweets while you're talking, are letting them promote going out and trying to kill more police, more ICE people. That was the flavor of what we saw in Austin this weekend. Owen Shorter shot video. They wear shirts that show the attack and killing of ICE members. CNN actually raised money for this group. So combat veteran Matt Marshall, go ahead and get into your warning, and you know this group. You met the latest crazy guy that just got killed, and being at the epicenter of this in Washington State, what you think's coming next?
Well, we watched right after the killing happened, before the Spronson was even identified. We watched Antifa making comments like, "We need to martyr him. We need to take this as a way to further our cause and our agenda." And we really see it as being the next spark. We were very concerned in the wake of that shooting that they already had a planned protest across the country at all the ICE facilities. We really expected something to happen there and decided that we needed to have a presence. We had discussed it for about 24 hours, had only 7 of our members that were available within an hour to get down there once people started to gather. And they're outnumbered, close to 10 to 1. And a group of Antifa, just like they were trying to do across the country, started walking over towards the flag. Our guys recognized it. Then they went running over there and just intercepted it, stood in front of the flag and sat there and guarded it for the entire protest. They didn't say a word. They were very friendly. They were very peaceful. They were just very matter of fact, "You will not take down our flag."
And again, people say, "Oh, let them take it down." But it's more than symbolic. It's an act showing. In fact, try to cue that up and roll that footage of Aurora, Colorado, where an ICE facility, it's not even really, most of them aren't even Mexican or Hispanic. It's a bunch of white liberals pulling down the American flag, running up a Mexican flag. and going, woo! In fact, let's roll that audio for people. American flag taken down, Mexican flag run up. And they desecrate the American flag, run it up. These people are insane. They all want to get in here out of Mexico, but then they want, but look, those are all white people. I mean, the left is really a group of mentally ill, self-hating people. Both your takes on that, Matt Marshall of 3% and founder of Oathkeepers here, Stuart Rhodes.
Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. So, I mean, it's very personal for a lot of us, especially as veterans or just people who love this country, who have literally been overseas and risked our lives for this flag, seen friends of ours come home under the flag. If you know the history of the flagpole and the truck on the top, I mean, if you're being overrun, you're supposed to take the flag down, separate the stars from the stripes, light the flag on fire, and there's a bullet in the truck, and you're supposed to kill yourself so you can never surrender to the enemy. Yet we're sitting back right now, and there's people across the country just willingly watching them take the American flag down. These are citizens. This is an act of treason. They are denouncing their U.S. citizenship by removing the American flag and taking it down on U.S. soil to run up a foreign country's flag.
And they know it's a military action because these are communists.
Yeah, this is what you do when you take over territory. You rip down the flag. When you conquer a fort, for example, you tear down the flag of the enemy and you raise your flag to cheers. This is exactly what they're doing. And Matt said, this is not simply, it's not even free speech. This is a flag that belonged to the detention facility there. They desecrated it, ripped it down, and then strung it back up. I look at it, as you said, as an act of treason, as an act of war, and we need to stand against it. So I'm calling on all veterans out there in particular, but also all patriots, to go stand at your local ICE facility and stand up for your flag and also stand against terrorism. You're being assaulted. Our country's being assaulted by a communist coup.
And we need to symbolically let them know we're not putting up with it, because here's the key, folks. We're being probed. This is all over the U.S. It all happens the same day, the same way. It's all being programmed by Soros, Alexander Soros. We got the documents last year. They are orchestrating all this through stay-behind networks that Obama has inside U.S. agencies. And they're really testing, and they're really probing what we're going to put up with.
Yeah, that's right. It's a probe. It's to see, and if you don't react to it, if you don't defend the flag, if you don't stand up and support ICE with boots on the ground, they're going to see that. It's going to embolden them. They're going to see that as your weakness, and they're going to keep going. They're going to keep going to see how far they can.
And there's also another claim. Oh, you're just cherry-picking people that say America was never great. It'll never be great, Governor of New York. You're just cherry-picking congresswomen saying arrest people that criticize Democrats. No, they're all saying it. They are uncloaking. They are an authoritarian, foreign-funded, globalist group. We have cancer, folks. The average leftist literally gets nauseous if you say America is great. And I was never even an Americaphile. I love America. I care about it. But I'm like, oh, this overdoing the flag and stuff. No, I get it now. There's people that hate it or trying to remove it. That's why you've got to defend it. So you've got to either totally choose it or totally be against it, because they're making their move right now. Matt, what do you think about just the culture of the left now is officially America hating?
Well, it's because the majority is staying silent. I mean, the far left liberal is really not the majority, but they own all of the media outlets. I mean, John Brown Gun Club just got a special on CNN called The United Shades, where they're glorified as peaceful defenders of their community. Yet we can't get 10 seconds on mainstream media when we are out there actually fighting for rights and draw crowds of 1,000 at the Olympia Capitol, standing against unconstitutional gun laws.
Well, they just discount all these Americans as Nazis. And as you said, American Shades is the one raising money for the terror group that just attacked.
Absolutely. And we're sitting here just, in shock that, it's from the schools to the media, every form of media, like they just own it and control it. And then you got places like Portland where the police won't go out and enforce the laws. So then you got Antifa running wild, and then that's put all over the liberal media as normal. It's just inspiring people to do more of the same.
And let's be clear. On the universities, in the think tanks, they've been breeding this for 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary was supposed to come in. They were going to launch it. Well, Trump got in. They said, screw it. Launch it with Trump in. So you're seeing this is their attempted takeover. This is their assault.
Yeah. Imagine if Hillary had won. You'd be seeing this, the same exact pattern be happening, but it'd be done with the full support of the White House. The only thing keeping them in check right now is Trump, who's not doing what he should be doing. He should be nationalizing the, for example, the National Guard of Oregon should have been federalized and put on the streets of Portland to keep the peace.
When the mayor openly lets them go out and attack people and split their heads. And see, that's the thing. He still gets off balance listening to his advisors that are scared of MSM. The MSM's hated. Everything, ignore them. No one listens to them. We have the initiative and we're in the right. If we take action, we can't be stopped.
Yeah, do what you should be doing. I mean, when they desegregated the schools in Little Rock, they brought in the U.S. military.
Eisenhower didn't play games. He sent troops in.
Right, exactly. And so you should federalize the Oregon National Guard, put them on the streets of Portland for one example among many, and secure the peace of the American people and their right to free speech and assembly. If he doesn't do that, though, guys like Matt and I have to go do it ourselves. And Joe Biggs. That's why Joe Biggs is heading to Portland on August 17th. There's going to be a collision course there between Antifa and veterans on August 17th because President Trump is not doing what he should be doing, frankly.
Now, let's talk about what Trump should do with Matt Marshall, 3%ers, and Stuart Rhodes, of course, the Oath Keepers. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. And remember, thanks to you, all their censorship, all their attacks have basically failed because you upped your game to the next level. So spread all the live links, all the articles, all the videos. That's how you override their operations.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Country, the Soros-funded Antifa is praising the man that tried to blow up the ICE facility and burned up some cars and was shooting at police. He was killed. We've got Matt Marshall, who ran into him and knew this crazy, and Stuart Rhodes, of course, the Oath Keepers. Matt Marshall heads up 3%ers in Washington State. After he leaves this next segment, I'm going to get into Trump's calling out of Ilhan Omar, saying, just get the hell out of the country. Sucks so bad. Don't come here and arrogantly tell us that you're going to teach us how to be Americans. She actually said that in a video Sunday. We're going to play it coming up. But Matt, you were telling us during the break that Antifa's buzzing around like a beehive in Washington, just beside themselves, saying, rest in power. This guy's the example of the future. Do what he did. He said he hopes people start killing random law enforcement. I mean, these people are crazy.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there were sightings in Olympia yesterday with banners hanging off the back of pickup trucks that say, rest in power, Comrade Spronson, like just glorifying him, like, well, they're trying to murder him. That's what they're doing. At the ICE facility, they had at the ICE facility, they had a memorial that set up for him out where he was shot.
Yeah, I saw that. Let's pull that up with lots of people playing guitar. And I mean, these people are such villains, and they think they're the good guys.
Well, they've been brainwashed to hate their own country and want its demise, and you can't talk them out of it, unfortunately. You know, they sincerely believe that this nation is inherently, from its founding, was inherently evil and racist and imperialistic, and the only way to atone for their sins is to destroy their own country.
Matt, I don't mean this mean, but I've been to a lot of Antifa events, I've been to a lot of leftist events. You know, when you see a mentally ill person or somebody that has a chromosomal problem or a disorder, you can tell they have a disorder. And disagree or agree, but when I look at these videos and I look at the photos that we just showed of them out there celebrating this would-be killer, he looks like a mental patient. They look like they're mentally ill. It seems like something's wrong with them. A, do you agree with that? And B, how would you categorize your average Antifa person?
So the average Antifa, I just don't think thinks for themselves. They're part of the groupthink mentality. I mean, just little things like they stand across the street from us and hold a sign that says, kill Nazis and the cops who protect them. And then they turn around at yesterday's event and go and tattle on the 7 guys that were open carrying legal pistols to the police because they're armed. The police response was, yeah, we see them, your point. I mean, police didn't care.
Exactly. They're like, we're going to have guns. Don't follow gun laws. He says, kill people with illegal guns. You're legal with guns. They go tattle on you.
Exactly. It's the same thing. They tried labeling me as a misogynist somehow. Got a wife and 3 daughters, yet somehow I'm a misogynist. And so to protest me apparently hating women, they stood across the street dressed up as a giant vagina. That was how they were going to represent women.
So, you're a smart guy, Stuart. Try to profile these people in 2 minutes. I mean, who are they?
Well, what you're seeing there are the, I guess you'd call them the bottom feeders or the lowest level. But, I mean, I went to Yale Law School. A lot of my classmates were self-avowed, proud communists. So you can't presume that they're all just, you know, dumb people. That's not true. It's a mistake to think that. You're seeing the street soldiers, the ones who are more likely to go out there and stand around all night holding up signs.
The useful idiots.
Right, the useful idiots. But
they all talk about, I want to belong, I finally do, the professor commands me.
But they're not. This is not a fringe element. This is deep inside of academia. The majority of the students on college's campuses now will self-identify as socialist, which really means Marxist and communist. And their professors are
sure. So this is the weaponized authoritarian university shooting tentacles out.
Oh yeah, look at the average Bernie supporter. The average Bernie supporter is really a Marxist. They're a hardcore communist. They mask themselves, call themselves democratic socialists, but their whole agenda is Marxism. It's communism, and it's a ticking time bomb because they're being conditioned to believe that now they must go kinetic. They must fight back because it's now or never. These are concentration camps that must be liberated. They see themselves as the U.S. soldiers hitting the beach of Normandy to go fight the Nazis when they don't really realize they're actually the Nazis behind.
And they're
guns.
Funded by a former Nazi. So, Matt, other points you want to make, as we've been jumping in, you know, Stuart and I are never at a loss for words. You're a smart guy. Have you been able to ever turn one of these guys back to reality? Because we try to talk to them. None of them talk because they're in such a cult. They're told, you don't talk. Only the leader, the local professor in the mask, tells them what to do. Have you ever been able to get through to one of these guys?
On the street, no. Never on the street. Now, behind the scenes with some of their leadership, I've been able to have a civil conversation where we agree on nothing, but at least have a two-way conversation. On the street, they'll shut you down immediately because they know that we know what we're talking about, and they don't. And so they immediately say that we're being aggressive by just saying, why do you think I'm a Nazi? Like that. Told that at Washington State University. I said, why do you think that I'm a Nazi? Why do you think that I hate immigrants? And they said, you're being aggressive. Please get out of here.
And like you said, they go block our free speech. They physically attack us. You go to a public event, they come block you and say you're disrupting and make you leave. It's like a death of logic.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely cool.
Let's put that photo back on screen. This is a group of arrested Antifa. Now look at them. I'm not being mean. They all look like they have had lobotomies, and they all have this weird look, wimpiness, but they also are real crazed. They're very dangerous. It's like psychotic nerds or something. It's like, it's a weird phenomenon. What would you call this, Matt?
Oh, I don't know. A hodgepodge of people that needed to be hugged more when they were children?
No, I think that's what I said the other day. On a lot of leftists leave kids in cribs, don't take care of them. Babies aren't held. They don't get real breast milk. They are little needy weirdos who actually think they're victims, and then an evil sicks them on us. And I don't think they get, I'm not trying to be Mr. Tough Guy, I've never been in the military, but I'm a great shot and all that stuff. You look at these kind of guys, how long would this group of people in combat with veterans last?
Seconds, maybe minutes,
yeah.
Depending on the circumstances. But these are the bottom level ones. These are the ones they push out in front to be arrested.
They're the decoys. There's other evil, like Hezbollah, MS-13, we know work for the Democrats. They're behind the scenes.
Yeah. You've got more dangerous elements in the John Brown Gun Club. It's a good example of that. More dangerous elements that do contain some veterans that are holding back and are waiting to go.
Tell us about those in closing, Matt Marshall.
Oh, absolutely. They know what they're doing with the firearms. The John Brown Gun Club. They're well trained. They post their range days on YouTube like other Patriot organizations do. They talk about building their own AR rifles. The difference is, as a Patriot organization, we try at least to follow the laws that at least make sense. And they had complete disregard for all laws. So this guy was a felon and didn't have the right to own a firearm, so they showed him how, and he built an AR-15 that he used for his attack, whereas we just don't keep those people around. But they're very dangerous. The other thing is, so are we. We're very dangerous if we need to be. We're very calculated, though, and very well-tempered. So you're not going to be able to provoke a response from us, and the problem is they don't realize that when they do provoke the response, they're really not going to like the end result.
Yeah, I mean, anybody trying with a firearm would take like 20 of them out in seconds. I mean, it's not going to be pretty. Unbelievable. Well, Matt Marshall, as this unfolds, please be our liaison reporter out there in Washington. God bless you. WA3%.org. You're running for school board, which is really important. Matt for ESD.com. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you and the other 3%ers.
All right. Thank you, Alice.
Be safe out there with the Antifa. You know they're about to strike. Stay with us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil.
Right and wrong.
They were all wrong. A new world order.
Stuart Rose.
Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, award-winning constitutional lawyer as well, back when he was still having time to practice law, is here with us, and I want to cover the waterfront while he's still with us for the next 30 minutes. And hell, if you want to go longer, you can host the third hour with us. I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers. And I've worked towards this, but I'm really going to do this now, where we give the number out, and we take like five calls. And I go to those, we open the number up again, we take five, because we have a phone system that takes like 30 at a time. And we get like 30 calls on there, and I never get to half of them. So I'm not doing that anymore. We get callers on, we get to them, they're gone, because I respect you, and I don't want to leave you on hold, but there's no way to get to 30 callers in 2 hours. So we're going to have a system where we take first-time callers for a while and where we go to five of them, clear the board, take five more, clear the board. That's coming up next hour. I'm not trying to toot my horn, but I'm very, very excited right now about Peter Thiel at the big conservative conference saying Google and Apple are working for the Chi-Coms. The Chi-Coms are working with the left to overthrow the country. That's what's happening. And we expose that it's game over, they're beaten, instead of having a huge civil war and all this crap. Let's just be smart. Tell Americans, hey, foreign powers manipulated our openness with the globalists. They thought they'd do this. Obama and Hillary thought they'd be in power still. They're not. Let's just say no to it. That's so huge. We'll talk about that with Stuart Rhodes. We'll talk about Trump. I think a genius idea. Be politically incorrect. Go back to what makes sense. You wouldn't go to Somalia as a refugee, get elected there. They never elect you. They don't even have elections. And then talk about how Somalia sucks. They'd kill you. Instead, Trump just says, hey, lady, go. You married your brother. Go back. You came here fraudulently. In fact, I told crew last week, I'm going to do a White House petition where we call for Ilhan Omar to be investigated for fraudulently coming here, marrying her brother, have her citizenship stripped, and have her ass shipped back to Somalia where she'll be executed for wearing lipstick. And by the way, I'm not for that. I'm just saying, hey, baby, you said you're going to teach us how to be good folks. That eyeshadow gets your ass stoned to death. So we don't want you to die, sweetheart. We just don't want to live under your Sharia. So that's coming up. But first, ladies and gentlemen, the one big way they can shut us down is either put a bullet in my head or, and we'd still keep operating, actually. That meant me a martyr. The best way they know is to financially shut us down. I'm going to make it easy for you, okay? We have great coffee. We have great fish oil. We have great nootropics. We have so many other great products at InfoWarsLife.com. Okay. We have so many products at InfoWarsStore.com that are already the highest rated. And that people need. You need fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified with a little silver and iodine. It's great for your body, the best toothpaste out there from our research. You need X2 and X3, the good halogen in the body. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. You need turmeric. You know, my wife this morning, she has hip pain from playing tennis competitively and other stuff for decades. She said, you know, it's funny. This turmeric that says it's three times stronger doesn't have the same effect as your body's, but your body says it's a lower milligram of turmeric. And I explained to her, I said, honey, that's because this is a patented turmeric extract, but under FDA rules, you can't, even if it's an extract, you have to call it turmeric because we're under basically food law. And it gets into complex stuff, but I said, that's why ours is 95% curcuminoid, and so the average raw turmeric's maybe 5%. When it's concentrated, the best brands are 80%. We went out and found the highest you can get, 95% curcuminoid. And so you look at it and you go, well, that's weaker than other turmerics. Well, that's because the bottle would cost me $40 a bottle if it had the same milligram amount as raw turmeric. It's not raw turmeric. It's cold-pressed, patented, concentrated turmeric extract with several other things from Mother Nature to help boost it. Bodies is the strongest turmeric you're going to find anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. That is 50%+ off at InfoWarsStore.com. Even though it's a bestseller, I want you to get it. So store-wide free shipping. 75 to 25% off, $17.76 on all the apparel. That's the Betsy Ross flag shirts. That's the Space Force shirts. InfoWarsStore.com. We're making a straight-up donation. That way we get 95% of the money to fund this operation. I've got so many huge plans, so many behind-the-scenes things, so many big, exciting things we're secretly financing and funding that years from now I'll get to tell you about. But believe me, them trying to shut us down has made us leaner, it's made us stronger, and it's made us, you know, prepare to be shut down if we have to be, and to fire a bunch of escape pods. But a lot of those escape pods are already doing huge things in the fight. So commit today to go to InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to call. And hundreds of items are 75 to 20% off. That means a lot of them we're losing money on, but we want to get all this shipped out to you so you see how great it is. Air filtration, water filtration, whatever it is you need, get it at InfoWarsStore.com. And Stuart Rhodes, talk about Oath Keepers and the work you're doing, because you never talk about getting support when you're on the show, but the work you do and how important it is for listeners to understand. We don't have George Soros or the big mega banks or the Fortune 500 funding us. We're only funded by we the people.
Absolutely. And so with Oath Keepers, we need you guys to join. And you don't need any prior service. If you're prior service, military, law enforcement, of course, by all means, join. But if you're not, you can still join. We consider you part of the team. We're all in this together. And right now we have a membership sale. I'll take advantage of that. And we have a good, you know, good drawing for some good prizes for those who join. But we need boots on the ground. We've been boots on the ground at the border. We've been boots on the ground against Antifa in multiple places across the country for the last 2 years. And we'll continue to do the same. Right now, we're going to be posting guys, just like the 3%ers did in Washington State. We'll be posting up outside of ICE centers to defend the flag and also to defend against terrorism. So we need your support, and we encourage you to come join and come step in.
And by the way, the infiltration, I've never gotten big because of the infiltration. The way you've kept a clean ship at Oath Keepers, how the hell did you do that?
Well, we have good people. We have guys that are level-headed, prior service military and law enforcement, who come in and you know, by and large.
So you know who over areas to put in charge to where...
Yeah, we put good people in charge. And, you know, from the bottom up, they're all self-regulating. They take care of themselves, and they purge out the hotheads or the plants.
And, boy, there are plants, aren't there?
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, we saw it during the whole Bundy standoff in Oregon. What, 10, 12 of them were actually paid informants? So we expect it. We're not doing anything illegal. And so, as Matt was saying, we stay above board and comply with our laws and our states, and we keep things clean. And they can't do anything about that. They can't stop us from doing things we do.
I mean, it really is true. The conservative Christian nationalist movement are a bunch of Boy Scouts. And it doesn't mean that we don't know about, we don't want to be corrupt. We love being good, decent people.
Well, sure. Most law-abiding American citizens, this is what the left plays against you, though, is that they know that we will stick the letter to the law and follow the law while they break everything. They break all the rules, break all the laws, thumb their nose at the Constitution, thumb their nose at federal law, for example, on immigration, and they just run
but
around.
But don't they get, once the veneer of civilization peels back, what's going to really happen?
I don't think they do. I think they have normalcy bias of their own. They look at us and they see people that they think, you know, like guys our age, they'll dismiss as boomers, right? But they'll say, you know, these are people who are weak and won't do anything. They don't understand that we're the tip of a huge iceberg of Americans who are still going about their daily business, trying to make a living for their families, and they're busy.
And that's why they want you and I and others taken out, is they know we're command and control. But I got to tell the enemy something. It's beyond our control. America's so awake and so amazing. If Stuart and I were gone tomorrow, this thing still rolls on.
That's correct. So you've got rank-and-file veterans out there, for example, who are going about their lives, who are well-trained. A lot of them are combat vets. And if this kicks off into a civil war, a bloody one, they will instantly go to work and organize in their local communities and take it to the left, and left will be stomped.
Let's be clear. We don't have to give orders. Our people are all smart. They're not going to go target Methhead Antifa. Civil war starts, the leadership of the Democratic Party is not going to be in a nice place.
Among others, right.
I mean, they really ought to be surrendering right now.
But the danger, as you said, is China. That's the real danger for us, though.
Let's talk about that when we come back, and let's get into Trump's great move, going after AOC, going after Ilhan Omar, and saying, just get out, you traitor, you enemy, instead of bowing and always cowering to these people.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, it blows me away to see Apple and Google openly move to China and openly involved in espionage and to be the first to raise the alarm and to actually see our government waking up and finally taking action. Our government's not perfect, but compared to the Chi-Coms, they're the good guys. As the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said this year in hearings, when senators brought up the point that Apple is actually, and Google are working with China against the United States. And you were saying before the break, Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers, that really is the central issue. We talk about the left and all this in Hollywood, but it really is Chinese now.
Well, sure, that's a great danger. If America, unfortunately, were to devolve into a civil war, I think a big concern we would have is what would the Chinese do?
They'd make their South China Sea move.
Absolutely. Well, not just that, they would also make a move on the west coast of the United States, frankly. No, I know it sounds kind of crazy to say that, but that's what their ideology would tell them to do, is come support for the communists inside the United States.
Well, they're already funding the Confucius groups. When I was covering Antifa and we infiltrated them like 6 years ago when nobody was talking about them, they were following Maoist events and going to Confucius groups, and UT professors were there running Antifa. So like you said, this is high level. That's why Antifa is so protected.
Well, again, they're the tip of the spear for the radical left, and the radical left believes that they're about to fulfill, you know, with Hitler's election, they're about to fulfill their long march to institutions to make this country into a communist state. But then Trump threw a monkey wrench in those plans, and like you said before, that's why they've amped up, they freaked out and said, we got to push forward our agenda and, you know, crash the system with a Clark Piven strategy. That's what they're doing right now. So the real question is, will it kick off before or after the election? Frankly, if it's almost like 1860 all over again. If the left loses the election, they'll go insane and spark a revolution. If they win the election, they'll go crazy and try to crush us with state power.
So either way.
Well, yeah, and a lot of folks in the political right will not accept the results of the election either, but consider the results to be illegitimate because they know that they're going to use massive vote fraud. So I don't think we're going to be able to avoid it either way. One way or the other, I believe we're heading for a civil war. The only way to possibly shortchange that is if Trump seals the border with the troops and then goes after the election fraud issue.
No, I agree. If we don't have massive action now, it's going to be 10 times worse. And you know how I know you're right? Not just intellectually, not just historically, not just economically. Gut level, my gut says, my body is like literally, go train with guns, get ready to fight, buy a place in the country, get food. Like my gut's never wrong. My gut is, protect your family, it's too late, get out. And the fact that my gut is screaming, evacuate, evacuate, tells me, you know, that fatherly side of me, that motherly side, is like, protect your children. And that tells me that some big stuff's coming.
Yeah, you need to get ready for it. I mean, as you've been pushing, and I've been pushing for years, you've got to have your food storage down, you've got to have fuel, you've got to have your weapons, and you've got to have a network of close family or friends.
So is your gut doing the same thing? Like,
absolutely. Yeah. I'm not sure it's avoidable. We have a small window left for a peaceful solution, but Trump has got to act in a decisive manner as commander-in-chief. He's got to suppress the radical left while securing our borders.
He can't underestimate how crazy they are.
No, you can't. But here's the thing is that, like I said before, their whole game plan now is to steal the election with massive voter fraud. That's the whole point of them bringing all these people in, is they're going to be future Democrat voters. And
they've got the scanned databases of dead people. Just in California, they had to take millions off the voter roll. They admitted we're voting illegally. The names of dead people 2 weeks ago. That got no coverage, Judicial Watch.
Right.
All confirmed. They won their lawsuit, proved millions of, what was it, 1.3 million illegal voters in California alone.
That's a drop in the bucket. This is what's kind of frustrating right now. So the ICE raids today, started yesterday, are going to go after about 2,000 people. Well, 2,000 come in almost every day, if not more.
More than that.
Yeah, it's more than that.
158,000 a month they catch.
Yeah. So while Trump's focused on that, they're bringing in even more and more and more. That's why he must use the military to seal the border. And it's very frustrating for me. I'm wondering why he hasn't done that yet.
And all these states now have legalized giving voter IDs to illegals, and they're saying let them vote. I mean, it's here.
Yeah, and they're taking the mask off. They're letting you know openly. I mean, Omar herself, no, I think it was Cortez, said that these are her constituents, that the illegal aliens are her constituents. So they're doing it right in your face. And, of course, if you point it out.
Beto is campaigning in Mexico.
Sure, yeah. That's why they're going down there. Those are their actual constituents. Their new constituency, the losing black and Hispanic Americans, actual U.S. citizens, are walking away. And so they're replacing
them. And the numbers show that. You're not just saying it. Double the number of Hispanics and blacks supporting Trump. So they're just panicking, then trying to break the gates.
Exactly. So this is Clark Piven all the way.
So can we survive their death throes?
Only if Trump acts decisively as far as avoiding conflict. The only way to do it peacefully is he must lock the border down. And he must go after the election fraud.
You know, I've always been anti-police state, but the police state just means authoritarians who control the police. That's why I'm now like, control the border, arrest people calling for violence, because if we don't, it's going to be 50 times worse.
Well, it'll be the end of the United States as a country. That's their goal. You know, that's why they chant, you know, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. Their goal is to destroy the United States as a country and then rule over it as an oligarchy.
And these lazy asses won't know how to run the reactors. We can barely run the country as it is. I think civilization is like this easy thing to run.
Well, the leftist elites will run it, but they'll run it the same way you see in Venezuela or in Cuba. There'll be a small oligarchy of Marxist leaders at the very top who then lord over a bunch of serfs. That's the goal.
That's it.
Right.
I can't believe how clear-cut it is. I can't believe how did they convert? Were the Democrats always this evil? We know they weren't. How did they convert the average Democrat to be such a crazed, mindless demon?
In college. The universities were dominated by Marxists and still are, and are being brainwashed in college. And then now it's all the way down to the elementary school, as you pointed out many times. They're indoctrinating the children through elementary school onward to hate the country, hate the flag, not pledge allegiance, and then grow up to be communists.
Let's shift gears to Trump. It's really smart for him to call it what it is and say, you came here illegally, you married your brother, you say the country sucks, get the hell out. Then the media spins it. Oh, he said four congressmen women weren't from here. No, he was talking about Ilhan Omar. If you read his tweets, I'll show some of them to TV viewers here right now. For radio listeners, I'll read them. But Trump just lays out the common sense. If it's the worst place on earth, get the hell out.
Right. Well, the thing is what Omar is she is essentially a jihadist tool of the Muslim Brotherhood. And she's the perfect congruence of the radical left and Islam. They come together in this alliance of America-hating Islamists and America-hating communists who she's the perfect image of the both of them combined. Heard Keith Ellison is another example of an American-hating communist who became a Muslim. Because he believed it was his best way to fulfill his communist goals. She's the same way. Of course, she's being handled by the Muslim Brotherhood, though.
What is it about Ilhan Omar and all the arrogance of these people? I mean, they're just so arrogant.
Well, she's confident that she's going to win. She's a true believer jihadist. This is her mission. And they use the identity politics and race card to suppress dissent in the Democratic Party now. You see what's being done to Biden. He's being held out there as a sacrificial lamb because he's a white male. So they're using this identity politics weapon to weaponize.
They're betting the minorities are a bunch of racist trash.
Well, I mean, they're hoping that. But
I don't think it's working. That's what I'm saying. But they're just pushing the most racist garbage I've ever seen.
Well, part of it is to suppress your dissent, to shut you up, to make you feel like you have to be silent. Otherwise, you're
because the race term is so magic, but I think they've overplayed it. Do you think Trump's smart to go ahead and throw the gauntlet down and just say get the hell out? Then if you don't like it,
yeah. But I think you should point out what her strategy really is. I think you should point out that she is not a moderate Muslim. She's not like Hirs Ali. I forgot her name is. She's not like her, a moderate Muslim who loves the United States and wants to be westernized. She's a radical Islamicist who is pushing the same agenda as Hamas or Muslim Brotherhood. And she's also in line with American-hating communists. You should call her out on both of those issues. You should call it out for what it is.
No, I agree. What about these fake NBC polls, just like we saw 3 years ago? Oh, Biden, Warren, Sanders, all ahead of Trump at NBC poll. I mean, this is as fake as a $3 bill.
Well, I suspect what they're going to do, frankly, I think they're going to either run Michelle Obama or they're going to run Kamala. They're going to sacrifice Biden and go for a black woman because they believe they need that to win. They need the black vote, and they need the woman's vote.
And that people, just because of identity, will go for it.
Yeah, I think they're trying to do an Obama point, too. That's why I think, frankly, I think it would be Michelle Obama. I'm not sure that anyone will say
that. What I've heard. They're trying to get her to do it. I think that's what they think is the magic ticket.
I think they do. She'd probably pick a Hispanic as a running mate, or potentially Bernie Sanders to get that socialist vote.
I'd love to have a black president or as long as they're not a communist or a globalist. But it's like, how would anyone want to put somebody like AOC in charge of the country? She is just a venomous demon.
Yeah, we'll run Candace Owens, I guess, then, to counter that.
My God, it's unbelievable. Well, they say she's a Nazi, because we heard so on TV. We'll be right back with another segment with Stuart Rose, and I'm giving the number out for all of you out there, first-time callers, to give your take on what you think of the state of this nation. Wow, we're in the middle of a civil war.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.